This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paul, we're back. Episode 124. Where should we start? Not the door. I think this will be the first part we're not talking the Dodgers.
And if you notice, I haven't worn the Dodger hat in at least three or four pods now. So I finally brought it back on a show, on an episode. We're not going to talk Dodgers. So,
we'll lead Lakers. I think they're playing right now, right? Do you have a score update for us? You're usually the best at that.
I can get one real quick, but LeBron got what, upgraded to available?
Yeah, he's playing. Okay. He's available. Vanderbilt's resuming basketball activities.
Still hasn't tipped off, it looks like.
Not yet.
No, this is...
Well, because, okay, so we're five in-season
tournament. Got it. I'm not a fan of the stupid in-season tournament. Yeah.
So we're 5-5. We should be go about 500 tonight against Memphis. I mean, Memphis is terrible. Can't lose Memphis.
Memphis is really bad. But here's the thing. We're 10 games in. You said it. We're 5-5. We're a 500 basketball team. We know on paper we're not a 500 basketball team. What is the issue? I mean, I know I have one that I want to get to first.
Well, Vanderbilt's out. He's going to be back soon. I know he's not he's obviously going to help us defensively. And Gabe Vincent's out. When's he supposed to be back?
Was they set a timetable?
I'm not sure. But those are two defensive guys that we need, obviously. And then
we're talking injuries here, but.
And we're lying. How about Cam Reddish is nominee for Player of the Week, which I don't think he's that good, but he's stepping up now. What's your issue,
dude? Who is arguably our best player, our most consistent player all last season, and now he's he's getting benched. I think the benching is probably just like a psychological thing, right? Like get your head straight. Then we'll send you back. Yeah, he looks a little lost out there. Is it the new team, the new formation? I don't know what it is. He's not the same Reeves as last year, I can tell you that.
Not the same Reeves as last year. Is it because he played too much in the what did he play in that one Olympic tournament? And then what else? Maybe he's a little basketball fatigue. He's been playing a lot of basketball. Maybe people know his game now. The tape's out.
But it's I want him to come through.
No, because what do we sign him? Like a 4-year deal? Give him a lot of money. We can't have you. We can't be benching you 10 games in the season. So kind of that's alarming, but
I'm hoping it's like a psychological thing. I hope it's just like a reset, like get your head straight. Like this is a wake up call. And I hope he comes back and figures it out. Cause I want to see him succeed for the price that we're paying for him.
I agree, because after LeBron and AD, we're still looking for that third person. We thought it was going to be Reeves. D'Angelo is obviously hit or miss. You don't know with that guy. But Reeves was supposed to be their most consistent, right?
Reeves was, but D'Angelo,
lately he's been good. I know.
I can't knock the guy, and I don't want to like jinx it, but...
No, I agree. The last few games, he's been looking awesome. Dishing it out, going to the hole, making 3 points. No, I agree. That's what we need.
But by the way, we forgot to say, dude, congratulations, LeBron James, first player to 5,000 turnovers.
Really? Oh, there you go. I thought you were talking about first player to make a museum calling it LeBron James Museum.
Oh my God, the LeBron dude! I don't even stop. That sums up every issue that I have with LeBron. But no, dude, first player in NBA history to reach 5,000 turnovers. You've turned over the ball 5,000 times, dude.
Jeez, pretty soon Westbrook will break that, right?
But I guess it goes to say, like, when you're controlling the court and you've played as many minutes as him.
Yes.
Some of it's inevitable, but I can tell you right now, you know who else played all five positions and controlled the court? Magic. Magic didn't have 5,000 turnovers.
He did not. No.
So, I mean,
I didn't even know that. When did they say that? Last game they put it?
Last game, 5,000 turnovers. Sorry, the game before that, because he sat out
Sat out. And then what do you think of AD so far? I mean, he's already missed. Oh, has he missed the game yet? Not yet.
Just one.
When the hip. Okay.
Just one.
He's always, every time I look before the game, he's always on the questionable play. It's pretty funny.
I know.
Questionable
with the hit. He should just live there.
All right. So 5-5. How's our record look coming up?
Well, the funny thing is, like, I feel like within that 5-5 recently, the last like few games, we've beaten a couple teams that I thought we should struggle against. We've handled them, and a couple teams Portland that we should have beaten, we've lost to. So I think that's kind of like a little bit of the frustrating. Okay, we just had tip off, I believe, right now. Just tipped off. I mean, the Heat, I expected that to be a tough game.
Losing the 30, but the Rockets would not expect that.
That's the one I didn't expect. The Magic loss, I get the Magic are better this year than they were last year, because last year they were horrific. They're a little bit better this year, but we still lost that game by 19.
So this is how we close out November. Oh, yeah. This is how we close out the November. So we got Grizzlies tonight, home against the Queens tomorrow at Blazers, and we got Rockets, Jazz, Mavs, Cavs, Sixers. Ooh, Mavs, Cavs, Sixers, three in a row. Okay. So oh, we'll see how.
No, that's the Thunder. We got back to back.
Thunder's pretty good too. So
we got back to back Pistons, Thunder. We fade the Lakers in that back to back. I'll be happy if we're on the road.
Yes. Sorry. Can we get a line now? I'd be happy if we're above 500, like just a couple games above 500 after the end of the month. But it could get ugly.
It could. And what's crazy is that road trip is going to be very interesting, because we literally have four games in, it looks like, 6 days, if you notice.
Wow.
And we're kind of pinballing there. We go to Cleveland, then we go over to Philly, then we come back to Detroit, and then we come back to Oklahoma City. So that's an interesting stretch right there. But the one game that I do have circled is the Lakers-Rockets. Well, the Mavs, yes, but obviously there's other things. But the Lakers-Rockets, from a betting perspective, we have to hammer the Lakers at home, right? There's no way they lose.
It's Sunday, right? Oh, yeah. After losing by 30, say we got Vanderbilt back, AD, because someone didn't play that game, right? Yeah, I agree. Circle that. That should be on our action at the urinal right there.
The Mavs game, obviously, is going to be a big one, just for the personnel that's on the court.
And then we get 3 days off. That's good. At least we get the 3 days off for that big road trip.
To start the road trip, yeah. I mean, that road trip is going to be very interesting, to say the least.
We'll see. So let's just stay healthy. Let's get Vanderbilt and Vincent back. And Reeves, hey, dude, snap out of it, bro. We're paying you a lot of money, dude.
That's what it is. No panic button yet. This is a little timeout. He's been put on timeout.
Let's get to the ice. We're 8-3-3. We're third in the Pacific. We lost two in a row at home. Kind of brutal. It sucks to lose the Flyers. They're not that good. That was a weird loss, right?
Correct. They're not that good.
Losing an OT against Penguins is fine, coming after a long road trip. That's fine. We'll take that.
I don't know about that, because the Penguins are pretty dog shit. That's true.
I don't know. Kind of
both those teams in Pennsylvania are pretty shit. We can't lose those.
But dude,
teams.
We haven't played since what game? It's Saturday.
And that's a weird thing. Yeah, we're playing until very late. Five day stretch off, which I'm not a fan of. Get cold. When we're talking Kings, here's the problem. And we're in the same, but I got two problems with the Kings. So let me get on my soapbox real quick right now. The same thing has happened the past 2 years. I feel like we're just constantly fighting in that like third, fourth place position. And slowly but slowly, Vegas is starting to just distance themselves from us. Yep. We can't let that happen. It's almost like we need to start playing like playoff hockey like today. And I know how crazy that sounds.
Because you know they're not going anywhere. Vegas.
Exactly. We have to keep pace with Vegas. I don't want this to come to like March and we're like fighting for our lives in that, like, are we the wild card team? Are we going to get in as the third place team and end up playing the second place team, which right now is Vancouver, but you know, the Oilers are going to,
they fired their coach.
The Oilers are down right now. Well, the Oilers are down right now. We need to be winning games and keeping pace with Vegas and distance ourselves from the Oilers. That's what's bothering me right now.
And what's the number two thing bothering you?
The number two thing, and I think it leads to why we're losing some games that we should not be losing for, is the vast inconsistency in our lines. I pulled up some stats right here. Plus minus rating on our lines combined. Our first line is by far one of the best first lines in all of hockey, I would actually say. Byfield, Kopi, and Kempe. They got a plus 24 plus minus rating. You look at our second line, they're at a -4. There's a 28 point difference in our plus minus rating from our first line
and who to
our
is that second line.
It's Fiala, Denault, and Moore.
Fiala is killing. Moore's playing well. Fiala's killing us, and he's our supposed to be our main guy.
Yes, every time he's on the ice, it seems like the other team is scoring. And here's the crazy thing: you look at our fourth line, Grunstrom, Lazat, and Lewis, they're at a plus 13. The inconsistency of our lines is incredible. All of our production is coming from the first line.
And first second and
third line. And we love Dubois, who's on the third line.
And I love Fiala, but we got to start. This is what we're paying you guys for. We got you guys for a reason.
And this is is going to come playoff time. The inconsistency, we can't rely on the first line the whole entire time. Those other lines got to step up and do something.
I agree. And then our goal, I think Talbot's good. Copley, do we trust them?
I'm a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Let's take the overs in that game, right? Against one of Copley's.
Because Copley's a little inconsistent. He's getting a lot of stuff get by him, what he shouldn't get by him. And yes, I do actually trust Talbot right now.
Right now.
Come January, February, I don't know because of his age. And I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to be ageism here, but he is older. He's been around the league. He's a journeyman. I just don't know if he has a full season in the tank.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think we'll trade for a goalie like we did last year?
I would not be surprised if we do. The only thing that concerns me is that who do we trade? I think
they're going to want just for a rental. They're going to want like Byfield
Which Byfield will be one of the last players I ever want to give up. He's so young. Yeah. I want Byfield to be a king forever. In my opinion.
Yeah. But at the end, those are two negatives. But at the end of the day, we're 8-3-3. Can't ask for a better start. Let's beat Florida. Then what? How's our record to close out November? Do we got some?
Like I said, we got to win the games that are winnable. We can't be dropping games to some of these shit teams. We got Panthers at home. We got Blues at home. We go play the Phoenix Coyotes. Then we got Ducks, Canadians, Capitals. I mean, it's doesn't get much.
Ducks will fall back down to earth, I hope. Canadians suck. Capitals are kind of shitty too, right? But no,
they're in second place. Capitals are solid. Capitals are solid. They're right behind the Rangers. We got Avalanche.
Okay, so it gets. Let's close out this. Let's definitely win the next two at home. Can't lose four in a row at home. And then we'll see what happens.
For the whole entire Western Conference, not just the division, we're currently in fourth place. If the season ended today, we'd still be ahead of all the other teams in the. Of all the other teams in the Central Division, except for one. So, our division is stronger this year than it has been in the previous years. But again, we know the Oilers.
We know Oilers will be farther. And then Vegas is going to keep winning. So you're right. We can't.
Calgary could come on hot some point.
Yeah. Long the
Flames
season.
Could get hot. Hey, oh, dad joke.
Pucks. Before we move on, what do we say? Pucks in deep. Pucks on net.
Get the pucks in deep.
Fiala, cycle wake the pucks. Up, bro. We got rid of some good guys for you.
We did.
And Dubois. We got rid of. So these guys need to start stepping up, man.
Yeah. Fiala, especially.
We're relying on Kopi. Dude, Kopi, pretty soon he's not going to be playing on the team. He's only got one more year, right?
Kopi and Kempe, I think, are tied on points, or maybe Kempe's got a couple more points.
Guy's a beast, man. Unreal. Yeah,
get him to All-Star game in February for sure.
All right. The rankings just came out. Let's go college football, man. What a that was almost some upsets last week. Wow. Some guys dodged some bullets for sure. But what's the rankings?
Georgia, the big news. I mean, Georgia has jumped Ohio State. Georgia with that definitive win over Ole Miss, who I thought Ole Miss was going to show up a little bit more than what they did.
So
they kept it a good game for about the first 10 minutes. but then Georgia just put their foot on the gas and it was game over. But that did kick from Ole Miss did probably make the greatest catch of
so
the season.
So at least have that, got that going for them. Yep.
Ohio State falls to number two. Michigan at three, Florida State at
awesome what
four.
They did. Ran 30 times in a row. That's awesome. It's like a FU, right?
That was a big FU to the Big Ten. But here's the thing, Pac-12, are you going to fuck yourselves again, Pac-12?
Oh, I think so, because I think it's one of my, it's on the picks. I'm sure we're taking the same one.
Are you talking about the Washington?
Vegas tells you everything you need to know about that spread.
Oregon State's favored, by 2.5?
Does Vegas have it wrong on that? I mean, public's going to look at it and say, number five teams getting points undefeated, they're going to hammer Washington, right? Is Vegas telling you? Well, we'll get into the picks soon.
It worries me, but...
Washington's number five and Oregon six?
Pac-12, just don't fuck yourself, please. Please, just... Somebody get in. Somebody get in. For the last, could you?
It's going to be tricky because if Georgia loses to Bama, Georgia will be in, and Bama's going to be in, right? Or if they can't do us,
well, don't forget, we still have Ohio State, Michigan. Is the committee going to put the loser of that game in? Because you know the loser is not going to be in the title game, potentially.
Yeah.
For the Big Ten.
Okay.
Will they put a one-loss Michigan or a one-loss Ohio State in? That's going to be the biggest question. Georgia, Bama aren't going to face each other until the SEC title game.
Yep. Georgia loses that, they're in. Georgia's basically in no matter what, right? Unless they lose to who they got, Tennessee this week. They're not going to lose.
Yeah, Tennessee this week. It could be a good game, though. I think Tennessee could have a bounce back. The other issue is Florida State. Florida State is not going to play any competition until they get to the ACC title game. At this point,
who they're going to be playing in that? Oh, maybe so Louisville.
That's one of my picks this week because it could be Louisville. It could be North Carolina is very much in the mix. Okay. Max got those boys playing down in Chapel
Hill. They're at Clemson, right?
They are at Clemson. Little preview to the picks. that's the thing. This is the thing that I love about college football. Chaos is still going to happen. We all know it.
You're right.
It's coming. Yeah, it's going to happen. We always start every college football season, and even halfway through the season, we're always wondering, oh my God, these top four, it's going to be the same four. These four is going to be. No. Chaos will happen. Just wait for it. It's all we have to do is wait. Be patient. Patience and watch. Ohio State, Michigan, they're going to beat. Somebody's going to have to lose that game.
I feel like this is the best year to have a 18 playoff. I know it doesn't start till next year, right? But dude, there's so many teams that you could say should be in it. But you're right. There's gonna be chaos to see it
this year. This year would be the best year that I can think. You got two Pac-12 teams in the last year. You got Alabama. Who wants to play Alabama right now? Nobody wants to play Alabama at this moment. Florida State versus Florida to end the season. Can't you? And that's down in Gainesville. And that's in the Swamp. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we need Florida State out of here, dude.
Could you see Florida pulling off that upset? I know Florida is a 500 team, but they could pull off that upset. I feel like we took Florida early
this year, and they let us down big time against Georgia.
They have.
Maybe since it's in the Swamp, we'll see. So exciting. Oh, yeah. Well, so before we move to NFL talk, what do you think? Hey, USC, this is kind of a pick preview too. USC, UCLA this week. I know it's not getting a lot of juice because both are not playing really well the last 2 weeks, right?
But it's still a big rivalry. It's kind of crappy because I think there was so much high hope and high expectation for this game coming into the season.
Both ranked
in the top 15 at one point, and now
are both unranked, right?
Chip Kelly's on the hot seat.
Oh, I know. He's playing for his job.
If he loses this game, do you think he's fired?
I heard maybe we'll get Kingsbury. Dude, that would be dope.
I'll take Cliff. What's he doing right now?
He's probably at that penthouse. Remember we saw him drop on the draft room at that Arizona penthouse. I'm sure he's chilling in Arizona.
Wasn't he working for Thailand?
Yeah, he went to Thailand with.
He went to Thailand for three months.
Yeah, he's probably still
hot this, chick.
Yeah, he's probably still there.
God bless.
It's kind of a
dude. Would you take him right now?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm still down.
I would take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, as far as
the problem with Kelly is we all wanted the same Kelly that we saw in Oregon for all those years when they ran 150 plays every single game on offense.
I know.
But he doesn't have those recruits to do that with. I agree. Right now, his biggest strength, and don't forget, Chip Kelly has been an offensive coach. His biggest strength right now at UCLA is the defense. The defense is keeping them in every single ball game.
I agree.
And that's why I do have a lean. It's not one of my picks, but I do think UCLA keeps this game close.
I think that spread's too high.
Defense keeps them in the game.
Yeah, I agree. The spread's way too high. Go UCLA. What's that, 12:30, huh?
12:30 game.
In the rain?
6.5. It's supposed to be raining. I think we got scheduled rain, Wednesday and Friday, maybe
that kind of helps UCLA because we got the D right. Got to slow down freaking Caleb.
But the thing is, dude, our offense is just a turnover machine right now. Like we can't hold possession.
And switching quarterbacks, right?
And I love that kid. I love that freshman. He looks phenomenal earlier in the season, and he just kind of maybe it got to his head. He started overthinking it.
So we'll see. Well, we're previewing some of our picks right now, but All right, let's just move on to the NFL. Dude, if you told me before the year, after week 10, that Bills and Bengals would not be in the playoff hunt. Oh, no, they're playoff hunt, but wouldn't be in the playoffs. And that CJ Stroud and Howell led in passing yards. What would you say to me?
What the fuck's in your mug, bro? How strong is that that hazy that, you're drinking?
Yeah, exactly. So, dude, insane, right? A lot of football left.
CJ Stroud,
yeah. Bengals and Bills, dude.
My Bills pick is not looking good for this.
My Chargers pick is not looking good. I like your Niners pick and I like my Philly pick, but our AFC teams are not.
Can I get one redo? Can I swap one out?
That's what I was going to ask you. Because I'm going to swap out Chargers and you're going to swap out Bills. Obviously, the easy team to say is, are we both going to say KC? That's not fun. We got to say someone else. Okay.
Not at all.
Who are you going to? Ooh, man.
I'm taking Baltimore.
Balti?
I'll take a Niners Ravens Super Bowl. That's my new prediction. Niners Ravens.
And I'll just go rematch. I know it's boring. Philly KC. I was gonna say Bengals, but dude, if they lose this week, they might be done.
And Philly's got a tough schedule coming up. They got KC on Monday night, I believe, right? Yeah. And then they got the Niners only a couple weeks later, or quick turnaround.
We'll see. So that's our swap. I still think our NFC teams can make it. Niners look all the way back.
Actually, right? you left a part of that out. You said, what if I told you Bengals, Bills out, CJ Stroud? What if I told you Aaron Rodgers played only three snaps in the freaking season?
What else? Like, yeah, what else is going on? What else?
McDaniels gets fired again.
Belichick, maybe last game for Belichick, maybe.
The storylines of this NFC that keeps on giving, dude. I don't know how fucking what's his name in the San Diego LA still has his job. I mean, that guy, dude, how many one score games are you gonna lose as the Chargers coach? Dude,
Lions? We knew they were gonna be improved, but I didn't know this much. They're looking good. What else? Rams suck.
Rams are terrible. I think honestly the Niners are the team to beat, and I love the fact that the Niners went on a three-game losing streak.
That should have been one of our picks.
Three-game losing streak, and I feel like after that third loss, I should have hammered them for a future bet because I'm telling you right now, they might not lose another game.
They were -2.5 off, and we all, dude, that was free money, huh?
Yeah, we gave the Jags too much credit.
Yeah, we did. Jags are frauds.
I mean, I don't think the frauds. Their defense is good, but they're just playoffs not 49 because
that division kind of sucks. So they'll make the playoffs. Yeah, no one wants to. Let's talk about my team. Fucking the AFC, dude. Talk about division. That's horrible. One team's got to get Saints, Falcons, or Bucks. One of those teams are going to be.
Yeah, that's
no one
bad.
Wants to win that division. Just like last year, no one wanted to win that division. That is bad.
The whole entire South in the NFL is kind of dog shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All eight of those teams.
Yeah. Anything else before we get to our picks on the NFL?
Do you think
out of Bengals and Bills, you think they're both, which team do you feel more confident that will make the playoffs? And what do you think? I'm looking at Bills' schedule, dude. Their schedule is brutal.
Bills all the way. The Bengals have the better chance, I think.
Yeah, better chance.
Even though that division is fucking insane. That AFC North.
Yeah, I know. Dude, three teams are. Gauntlet. Oh, yeah, all of them are above 500, yeah.
That is a gauntlet.
The Bills' schedule going the rest of the way. I think they're done, man. Like, they're all saying you had that. It all goes down to that one game against KC. That's so brutal. Mm-hmm. They lost in the last second, and then they've never been the same since, right?
Dude, both of them could be out at this point. The way I'm looking at it, they both could be out.
Broncos are still alive and Raiders.
Here's the thing about the Bills, dude. The Bills, I think they beat New England. They beat the Jets.
That's two wins, seven.
They could sneak in as a wild card, but Cincy has a lot of work to do to get past Cleveland, to get past Pittsburgh, I think they might have it tougher in the division where the Bills could sneak in as maybe a wild card team.
Because Bengals, they start off so bad, there's basically no room for error. So you can't lose at home to the Texans. So now you're kind of, what they did. And now they have to basically win out. And it's going to be tough. They're already at Ravens and Higgins isn't playing, right? So don't know.
I mean, I'll tell you a team that's overachieving, in my opinion. It's a team that I hammered last week and it came through for me. I think Pittsburgh is overachieving right now. I think
that's what Tomlin might does, fall man.
Back down but to earth, were... though.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, every time, dude, you watch that. Yeah, I agree. All right, let's get to picks, man. Let's start with college.
Moving on to college.
I went 2-1. You went 3-2.
3-2. We both hit. We were both all over the time.
Hey, Colorado. Dan,
what we Colorado.
Let me tell you guys, man. Just come on. We were wrong on the over in the USC. I don't know how that game didn't go over, but whatever.
The Oregon State game, that was a close game, and they ended up blowing them out in the second half.
Oh, yeah, and TCU came back to cover at the end. They almost won that game. So I'm 24-21-2, and what are you at?
On the season, college.
Would you go 3-2, you said?
So on the season, college, I am 26-23-2.
All right, man, so we'll just stay above 500. That's what we got to do. Last year was not good. Now we're above 500 this year.
And I'm making my way back in NFL, so I'm getting back to that plus money.
I already kind of previewed it, but Oregon State minus 2.
I got a five pack.
I got four. Oregon State minus 2. I'm sorry. Just listen to Vegas. Listen to Vegas. They're not gonna
I love your thought on that, and that was in my I have question marks all over that game, and I even questioned, is this going to be a storm the field moment? Are they going to storm the field in Riser Stadium?
That running back's a beast for Oregon State. Just give him the ball. Washington cannot stop that running back.
And what's the team that I told you I was going to hammer almost every single week this whole entire season? I told you this Oregon from week State. One.
I know.
Oregon so State. But I'm staying away, dude. I'm staying away. This game is just too dangerous. I don't want to touch it.
I don't want it to happen because then we're probably not going to have a fucking Pac-12 team. But I got to listen to Vegas. Minus 2, Oregon State. What's your first lock?
And I got to be with you on it because, like I said, I was tailing Oregon State all season long. I can't fade them now. I'm just not going to touch that game. My first one, I previewed a little bit earlier. North Carolina, Max got these boys playing, dude. I'm telling you, Clemson is under 500 in ACC play. They're under 500. There's a lot of talk about Dabo on the hot seat. All this, a lot of media chirping about Dabo. He's starting to fire back, and he's in press conferences talking about it. Meanwhile, North Carolina has a chance to get into the ACC championship game. Sprinkle a little North Carolina. They're getting 6.5 down in Clemson.
Dude,
sprinkle a little.
Especially with that quarterback, May, right?
Yep.
Dude. Getting points. I like it.
They're this close to the ACC championship game. They know if they can win this game,
there you go.
They're right there in the mix.
Another one. I faded them last week. I'm going to fade them again. I'm going to fade Texas. Give me Cyclones plus 8.5. Maybe they'll sprinkle money line.
Cyclones, hey, huh?
Dude, right, that's who they're playing, right? They beat them the last 3 of 4.
Ooh.
And they're 11-5, I think, against the... this coach is 11-5 with this spread or something. But yeah, Cyclones, man.
The boys from Ames.
Dude, I'm going to fade Texas, man. They could barely beat TCU.
Stay on it. Dude.
Yeah. Iowa State, baby.
I should have said, you know what? I'm with a theme. My theme for this whole entire weekend is road dogs, and I'm sticking with it. Utah State, the only single one that I have as a home dog is Utah State. I think this line, I've been finding these. If you noticed, if you followed me for the past couple weeks, I've been finding these. Vegas is making a mistake on this one again. Utah State is getting 3.5 at home against Boise State. I think that line is incorrect. They have the same exact record. There's no reason why Utah State should be a home dog. Sprinkle a little on Utah State.
I like it.
Go Aggies.
Iowa, dude. I mean, Iowa's unders has hit 4 in a row. Why stop not betting under now? It's 30.5. They're home against Illinois. Just keep betting on Iowa unders.
Wake me up when the Iowa's game were over. Those are those games I tell you, just bet them. Don't watch the game. Do not watch Iowa play football.
Please don't watch it.
Just bet it, but don't watch it. So I gave you, that was the only single road or home dog that I have. The rest are all road dogs. Central Florida coming off a huge upset win over Oklahoma State. They now go into Texas Tech. Texas Tech had a big win also. I'm taking Central Florida on the road getting 3.
Central Florida.
Texas Tech, I don't think is for real. I think they barely beat Kansas, and I think Kansas is a little overrated. If you look at that Kansas game, there is question marks. Kansas and Kansas State, why is that spread so high? It's
I don't know, for two ranked teams.
Huh? Yeah, the away team is getting the away team is favored big time. So that tells you Kansas is not that good. Give me Central Florida getting three at Texas Tech.
Another one I like, Louisville minus one at Miami. Miami, that was Super Bowl last week, and they almost pulled it off. Mm-hmm. But now Louisville's playing. I think if they win, they're in the ACC title game. Pretty sure.
So that's the race. Louisville, North Carolina, that's the race to get in.
I mean, they got everything to play for, and Miami, little let down for it. They almost had FSU. Are they going to come right back with another response after losing heartbreaker? I just see – I know the line's kind of fishy with a number 11 team, only minus one, but give me Louisville. Mm-hmm.
All right, my last one here, dude. I was at, for a number of reasons. This is a big look ahead game for Auburn, and Auburn is not that good. Auburn is pretty shitty. They got a big look ahead game right now. They got Alabama in the Iron Bowl next week. I was
that's like their Super Bowl. Yeah, dude.
Exactly. I was just in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Give me New Mexico State getting 24 points. Hey, dude, I lose by 23 against
Auburn. Because you're right. They're just thinking about the Iron Bowl. They're going to get way up for that. Dude, they're like, we got to play New Mexico State, dude. I love that.
New Mexico State's decent, dude. They're decent for their conference. I get they're not an SEC team, but they're decent. I think they go into Auburn and they can keep it.
And they're playing an SEC team, so that they're going to elevate their play. Whereas Auburn's like, dude, I like that. And then obviously we got to take it. Sog, it's the crosstown rivals. We got to talk about this game. I got to give a pick on it. A little homeward pick, but hey, UCLA plus 6.5. How do you take USC at this point? Even though they did cover against Oregon, which I was shocked by, but
UCLA's defense keeps them in the game. I think UCLA's defense keeps them in the game. I think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. It's going to come down to a late UCLA turnover, and that's how they lose the game.
Yeah, no blowouts, please.
I'm going to give you two quick leans though, really quick. I might bet these. They're not in my locks, but I might bet them. Two quick leans. Penn State bounces back. Rutgers is trash. I think Penn State will cover that 20.5 against Rutgers. Not in my locks, but I will bet it.
Yeah, they beat bad teams always. Yep.
Exactly. And this one, Nebraska, another Big Ten team that I think is trash. I think Wisconsin covers that 4.5 in Camp Randall at home. I think they cover against Nebraska. I will
especially after
that.
Losing to Northwestern. Yeah, they had a
both teams are terrible. Both teams have lost like their last combined five or six games.
Just take the home team in that. Yeah.
But yeah, take Wisconsin to cover 4.5.
All right, on to NFL. I went 3-3, so I'm 21-21 and one. When you went 2-0, nice. You're making your way. Nice. Two picks.
Nickel and diamond, bro. Nickel and diamond. I am 13-16-2. So I'm still in negative money, but I'm sweet. Dude, I love this. I got four picks this week. I love them all. I'm starting with the first one.
Okay, what you got?
Start with the first one. I told you I hit them last week. I just told you I'm not too fond of them, but I think they keep this one close. Big divisional game. Steelers plus 3.5 at the Browns.
Ooh, Steelers. That's what I'm saying, too. Divisional game. Dude, I was on Browns last week, but I'm going to fade them this week. Dude, that's a huge win at Ravens. Steelers, all their games are close. Their defense will keep them in it. Mm-hmm. Dude, and just a divisional game. You getting points? Come on.
Lose by three.
Yeah, lose by three, dude, yeah.
Steelers plus 3.5 for the Browns. We're both on it.
Yeah. What do you
Again, I'm sticking with the trend. Away dogs. Kyler Murray's back. He's got some weapons. Come on, give me the Cardinals. Cardinals plus four at the Texans.
And sprinkle over too. Let's get a Murray and.
It makes no sense. Yeah. Give me the Cardinals makes no plus sense. Four. I know.
Kyler looked good, dude. Let's all remember that Texans lost to the Panthers. So if they lose, they could lose to the Panthers. They could lose to the Cardinals. So I like that. And sprinkle over.
Parlay.
Don't worry, all three of our picks. Okay, well,
I got four. So I'm still going.
We didn't talk about our picks, guys. This is all. Okay, what do you got? What's your third? All
right, dude. Lions off of an emotional win in Los Angeles, going back to Detroit.
Okay.
The Bears are potentially getting, I mean, their QB back potentially. They're getting their running back back. Give me the Bears. Keep it close. Plus 9.5. The Bears lose by 9.
I'm going to stay on that of a shitty team. And it's like, I can't believe we're taking these teams. So you're taking the Bears. I can't believe I'm taking the Panthers. Taking the Panthers plus 7.5 at home. Very ugly, but dude, 92% is on the Cowboys, the public, of course. And then
what's that, 11? Cowboys,
what's up?
What's it at? 11?
Dude, I'll take 11. I'll take whatever. And then what is that? Yeah, they haven't played since Thursday, so they're well rested. Cowboys are in between after two in between two divisional games. They got the Thanksgiving game. Dude, they're going into Carolina thinking, who cares, man? We got I just think Panthers keep it close. I can't believe I'm taking Panthers, but keep it close. Keep it
close. Is that your last one, or do you have one more that we could be on the same one?
I
got one more.
How many did I take so far?
You got three, right?
Both on Steelers or both on Cardinals?
I got five.
I'm on Bears. You're on Panthers.
Yeah, I got two more.
I got one left. And again, what I'm doing, if you notice my trend, I am fading all the teams that went on the road, got a very close emotional win, and now are headed back home. That's a letdown spot. Broncos. You just had a great win against the Bills. Russ threw a touchdown. That was one of the best right now, catches. Right? Give me the Vikings getting 2.5 in Denver. Backup court Dobbs. Like, you got the third string running back for the Vikings at this point. Only 2.5. Give me 2.5 at the Broncos.
I like that. This one, I mean, we were on the Raiders the last 2 weeks. Thank you for covering us, guys. But that was against the Jets and Giants.
The Raiders.
They're going into Miami off a bye. Tua's, I think, he's 9-0 as a favorite for more points. They're off a bye. Like I said.
And Raiders defense is not good.
Dude, and Dolphins always beat the bad teams. I still think they're kind of frauds because they can't beat any good teams. But, dude, against the bad teams, they dominate. It opened 9. It's 12 now. Dude, they went by 14 plus. Oof. And then you already – and then the last
Raider Nation. Raider Nation.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Untap. But whatever. Thanks for coming the last 2 weeks. And then this one, it's ugly. And we just all watched them play, and they look shitty. But you got to take Bills minus 7 because they looking at their schedule. This is – they have to beat the back. Jets. Because like you said, they play KC, Philly, or no, they play some hard teams. They have to bounce back after they lost week one. Everyone's against them.
I can't touch it because if you remember, my lock of the century was the first game of the season. The Bills.
I think maybe Bills circled this game and said, we'll get them back at home. I don't know. It's pretty stupid to take Bills right now, but that's why you take them because it doesn't make sense, right? So don't turn over the ball anymore, Josh Allen, you bastard.
Hey, we both said it. Parlay the Steelers and the Cardinals. Steelers we're both hammering those two teams.
Oh, man. That's the easiest two-teamer and sprinkle money line, right?
Dude, it's so funny how fucking sports gambling works. On the season, I am in dead even. For college and NFL combined, I'm 39-39-4.
That's great. Sport, yeah. And what the professionals are supposed to be at, what, 60%?
60%.
It works every time, 6% of the time, right?
I'm going to say I haven't lost a dollar.
There you go.
Dead even.
All right, man. Let's stay hot. Go Laker. What's the Laker score right now before we get out of here?
Quick Laker score. What the fuck are you, Lakers? Quick Laker score. Hey, we're up 37-26 at the end of the first.
Oh, nice. All right. Sorry, John Morant. All right, later, man.